Hello, my co-authors and I are proud to present our abstract, Are Single-Use Duodenoscopes Going to Be the Future in the USA? A Survey-Based Investigation. Duodenoscopes have been on the FDA's agenda for the past few years. Their contamination can lead to infection outbreaks. How big is this problem? Well, 20% of the FDA safety communications from 2015 to 19 are related to contaminated endoscopes, mainly these reusable duodenoscopes. In 2019, in one of these communications, the FDA concluded that healthcare facilities should transition to duodenoscopes with innovative designs meant to overcome the challenges with inadequate reprocessing. Of course, the best way to ensure that there are no problems with reprocessing is to eliminate the need for reprocessing altogether with fully disposable designs. Following up on that, it was revealed that the FDA granted the first two single-use duodenoscopes breakthrough device designation. Furthermore, CMS promptly put in place device-specific additional reimbursement for both of the single-use duodenoscopes. So it seems the FDA and CMS have definitively demanded that the GI healthcare sector should move towards single-use duodenoscopes. However, my co-authors and I wanted to know how the medical community itself felt about this guidance from the government. The central question: is the U.S. market ready to adopt single-use duodenoscopes? We decided to survey 70 gastroenterologists throughout the U.S. The results were surprising. ERCP physicians reported, on average, that they were ready to convert 50% of their procedures to single-use duodenoscopes instead of reusable duodenoscopes. This conclusion held true across demographics and regardless of whether the physicians owned or leased their current reusable duodenoscopes. Importantly, this conclusion even held true across perceptions of contamination and infection in the respondent's facility, basically meaning that even if a physician did not believe their facility has a contamination problem, they were still ready to convert about the same amount of their procedures to be performed with a single-use duodenoscope. The last big surprise of the survey: the most important issue for physicians when considering a switch to single-use duodenoscopes is cost transparency. 24% of physician respondents said the increased cost of transparency of switching away from reusable scopes and towards single-use scopes was their main driver for conversion. This study found that physicians are already interested in converting approximately half of their ERCP procedures to be performed with single-use duodenoscopes. It is noteworthy that this survey was conducted only 3 months after the first single-use duodenoscope was approved by the FDA, before the vast majority of the market even has access to single-use duodenoscopes, and before CMS or any commercial payers had even considered any form of additional reimbursement. There was no significant difference in the conversion rate, regardless of whether physicians owned or leased their conventional duodenoscopes. This was even though the top-ranked reason for conversion was the increased cost transparency offered by single-use duodenoscopes. This suggests that neither owning nor leasing conventional duodenoscopes can provide physicians the cost transparency they seek. More research is needed to determine whether the simplified cost structure provided by single-use duodenoscopes will satisfy physicians. Similarly, the perceived level of contamination of the conventional duodenoscopes after reprocessing did not have a significant correlation with the average rate of conversion. This was even though the second-ranked reason for conversion was the elimination of cross-contamination achievable with single-use duodenoscopes. This suggests that physicians do not consider any amount of contamination as acceptable. More research is needed as single-use duodenoscopes become more accessible. However, this study suggests that the interest for performing ERCP procedures with single-use duodenoscopes is poised to increase.